Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May 1st, 2024. Wonderful listener, I welcome you to this new month the good Lord has given to me and you, and welcome you back to the daily Catholic biblical readings and reflections according to the Catholic liturgical calendar, brought to you on Mary's Castle Podcast by Reverend Father Felix J. Balfour. And today, we remember Saint Joseph, the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the foster father of Jesus, as the worker. I send you greetings wherever you are and welcome you back.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Joseph the worker. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to chapter 2, verse 3. Matthew chapter 13, verse 54 to 58. On May 1st, 1955, during the public audience granted to the Catholic Association of Italian Workers, whose members gathered that day in St. Peter's Square to celebrate the 10th anniversary of their society and to pledge anew their loyalty to the social program of the Church, Pope Pius XII instituted the liturgical feast of St. Joseph the Worker and assigned this feast day of the first day of May. Pope Pius asserted that Joseph belonged to the working class and he bore the burden of poverty for himself and the Holy Family. In a life of faithful performance of everyday duties, he left an example for all those who must gain bread by the toil of their hands. The first reading. God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in the likeness of ourselves, and let them be masters of the fish of the sea, the birds of heaven, and all wild beasts." God created man in the image of himself. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, till the earth and conquer it. Be master of the fish, birds, and all living animals." My dear brothers and sisters, God made man caretaker of his creation. So, we are to care for created things like the water bodies, which are being destroyed by some because of money, the forest belt, and all living animals in them. We are to till the earth, meaning we should work with our hands, helping keep created order. The Gospel. Jesus came to his hometown and taught the people in their synagogues in such a way that they were astonished and said, "Where did the man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? This is the carpenter's son, surely. Is not his mother the woman called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Jude? His sisters too, are they not all here with us? So where did the man get all this from?" And they would not accept him. My dear brothers and sisters, the text shows that Joseph, Jesus' father, was a carpenter working to support his family. It shows that all human work is dignified and every work is important provided they are legitimate. It is imperative on us to work hard to sustain the creation of God and support our nation. And every worker also deserves a just wage. So we should give realistic wage to those who work for us. Let us pray. God our Father, creator and ruler of the universe, in every age, you call man to develop and use his gift for the good of others. With Saint Joseph as our example and guide, help us to do the work you have asked us to do. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix J. Balfour. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And with your spirit too, Father.